embrace this thing. Amaru ubanumuntu ongana skweleti. Ubanumuntu ongana debt. Awungazosholela wena Linda. Nawe le moto oyi driver uyayikoloda. You are making an assumption. You are making an assumption. Don't live beyond your means. Live within your means. And guess what? Oh, no man, nothing but love.
Yes.
Eman siya kolota. Ukolota ama sofo tala guonji. Ukolota inzo otel guyo. Ukoleta iskolo la pawanto na bako bangena kon. Everything yako is dead. Impaso iko gile iskwele. Everything iku ako iskwele. I'm sure. You are not watching this TV tip by Iskwele to as well. And guess what? It's easy to embrace this thing. Very easy. Ah, man, ungapega nawe. Ayiki indlula pengahlushekwa khona. No, there's nothing like that. We have embraced mediocrity. You are better than that.
Yes, sir.
Hi, London is next door. No man has found that good school is expensive. But the truth of the matter, that is qual.
Yeah.
Because under normal circumstances, every responsible parent wishes to give the best to their kids.
Yes.
So for us to move away from the qual mentality, we need to start investing in ourselves so that our kids will experience the life that we've never experienced. Mina angifuni abantu abaqale lapho engiqale khona. Can you imagine if umntana akho angaqala as a billionaire? Born in a billionaire family. Warren Buffett, one of the richest people in the world, he's in the top three. He did something very wonderful. His son, makaqede esikolweni, he said he must pay a rent kwakhe. And that was a lesson. Ngiyazi ukuthi abanye ba awusile lo baba manje. Akasanga. But the best way to teach someone about financial discipline is to put them in a situation where they will act wisely.
Yeah.
This guy started paying rent. Kubo. Paying rent. Can you imagine if Bopa Dali rent in? This is the truth, ladies and gentlemen. We've been to varsities, but at varsity, there is nothing that teaches you about financial wisdom. Nothing. Nothing. You are not taught about how to handle your finances. Some of us are in the biggest remorse today because we have not been taught how to handle finances. I read an article a few weeks ago that most divorces are caused by issue of finances. Bazokushiya or uzoshiya someone ngoba akana mali. And I know it sounds like a joke, but it shouldn't be a joke. It's not intended to be a joke. All it's supposed to say to you is to say, let me work at this. I always make the statement that the only place where success comes before work is in the dictionary. In real life, you work first and you succeed later. But guess what? All of us have got brilliant ideas. Some people are not starting with their brilliant ideas today because they mele someone to fund them. And guess how much they want for funding? 3 million. You want 3 million, but you've never handled 300,000. Maybe you have never even handled 30,000, but you want 3 million. And you are waiting patiently that the bank is going to approve it. Ladies and gentlemen, I wish I could lie to you and say, yes, they will approve it. But sometimes if they do approve it, you may just be too excited when you see the 3 million rents into your bank, business bank balance, and you begin to go and buy a Range Rover Sport, and you think you have arrived, and you forget that it's a loan. 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 Why? Because we have abdicated our responsibility. Ah, vele sisokona sonke. Sonke. Washu gogo wathi kuthiwe sonke. Washu gogo wathi kuthiwe sonke mntanami. But guess what? Guess what? I don't believe that sisokona sonke. The truth of the matter, we need to examine our friend list. Go back, examine your friend list. There are people who you think they are your friends, but they've never stretched you in your life. When I speak about the stretching principle, I speak about rubber bands. I say rubber bands come in different colors, rubber bands come in different shapes, rubber bands come in different sizes. But rubber bands are not effective unless they are stretched. You don't need a friend who doesn't stretch you. You don't need a friend, you charity case go here. Have you noticed those people, Mama Nawe, back when they like everything? Now we are feeling Ugutang, grand, Mpeti Outyang, Uzubambi phone. Yeah, come through. Ah, no, Sisi Sonke, no Mr. Segafigi, we are covered. Now, this is the problem with that mentality. It's only okay if Mr. is still available. Yes. But Mr. begins to realize that I cannot be in a B league. Because in the B league, I seem like the top of the range. I need to go in the A league, where I've got people who think alike. People who say, when are we going for that investment portfolio? When are we going for that stake? Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know whether you've checked in the news recently that our government is talking about us being active in the economy, but not just being passive, because some people own a stake, but they do nothing. Be active. What is it that you have to offer? Because when we are doing that, then we are creating business people. There are people who are rich. They just were lucky, got a stake, and they maximize the stake.